This will not be your typical girl to woman podcast, because my life was disrupted the last few days, and I had a rah-rah type of podcast prepared, but emotionally and mentally I wasn't connecting with what I was going to talk about, and so I said I'm going to talk about what I feel like talking about. My intent will always be to provide slight humorous dialogue with education and empowerment for all girls and women. That will always be my intention, but in this particular special broadcast episode of Girl to Woman, it's something that I need to get off my chest. So I will be venting to you, and I guess to the internet, to share my thoughts, to share my pain. And so this is kind of like, you know, when back in the day, or even now, when they have to do a special broadcast over the news and they say, we interrupt your normal broadcasting. This is what life has done to my typical podcast. It's interrupted me. And so this special broadcast session will be salty wounds from a Negro's womb. That was the best title that I could give this, because my emotions, my pain, my frustration, my fury is that deep. That I feel like it's hitting my womb of something I have yet to birth. But the only thing that I can give America is a black boy. And the wounds are salty, because it's like, I be damn, America is saying to us, I don't think we really want y'all to heal, right? So we're going to rip it open and pour some more salt in there. And I'm having to listen to a little Curtis, right? Because I don't smoke reefer. But if I did, I probably would have to be like my auntie, like back in the day, and get me some top paper and roll me up a few to take a puff. Because it kind of feels unreal to me. Some of the stuff that I've seen over the last few days, being a black, beautiful soul of a woman. And so I'm allowing Curtis to soothe me a little bit, because this song is everything to me. It's on one of my favorite movies, by the way. But he's such a genius with the instrument selection and then the words he put on top of this groovy ass beat. It just means everything right now. But I'm talking about being salty. So this is my promise to you, that I may not be profanity free on this one right here. And by default of my title, I probably have offended some of you. So you may want to turn this off if you don't want to feel as if I'm not talking to you, because I am talking to a select few. But if you have ears to hear the venting and where I'm coming from, and you can respect it and understand that you need to be a part of the solution if you are an American, then please hear me out. But it will not be open up to your discussion if your womb is not of the Negro woman. So we thank you in advance for just and listen. Whether you agree with it or not, and listen, because these are salty wounds from our Negro wombs. April 4th, 1969, this young, feisty Jewish girl wrote an article that said, after Black Power Women's Liberation. Her name was Gloria Steinem. A title and an article that captured many, many people's attention. That was 47 years ago. Fast forward to 2016. In an age that the things that are going on isn't new to us, but it's being captured in such real time that it's chilling. It's like Bloody Sunday and snap bites. But in 2016, the Black woman still needs to be liberated from the salty wounds of her Negro womb. And I don't understand how much more crying she has to do. How much more praying can God hear? She has birthed her babies for this land for so long, but yet you still won't let us be. She birthed the sons who built this land, and she worked next to him as his equal. She birthed sons that fought in wars next to your son, white America. Who comes back to only have to fight you again on their own land, white America. Wow. Salty wounds. Salty wounds. He's not considered big and bad. He doesn't look like a big and bad guy when you're rooting for him on that field, throwing that ball, getting his back knocked off. He doesn't look big and bad when he's flying through the air, dunking balls or jumping the hurdles with a flag on his chest. He doesn't look big and bad when he's entertaining you. Blackface. But when he won't show help on the side of the road, when he's telling you that he can't breathe, when he just wants to go to the store and go back home, all of a sudden, he turns into the boogeyman. He brings you a championship ring. That nigga's all right with me. He makes music that your kids listen to that lines your pockets. That nigga's all right with me. But he puts his hands up and cooperate with you. As he looks bad and it's time for his life to be taken from him. Those of y'all who have this, oh, he looks like a bad man, a big bad guy perception of our sons, of our husbands, of our brothers, of our uncles, of our nephews. You're not partly to blame on why you may have some of these biased perceptions that you have. I will give you that much wiggle room. But I also want to let you know who that big black bad guy is. You know how your daughter may have wanted a pony ride on her father's back or her uncle's back? That's what that big black man is for us.
See, my father is a 6-plus-something big black something, but that back was what I jumped on as a child. And I love it. So even when you don't understand him, which causes you to fear him, my salty wounds, my Negro womb wants you to know that we love him. No matter what y'all might think, that they don't take care of their kids or that they're all in jail. Well, the ones who are out and who are free, can they come home, please? Is that all right with you, America? Because for some reason, I think y'all get off on feeling as if we gotta ask y'all for fucking permission to just be. Salty. Salty wounds. Before you took the life of the Negro boy, MLK, who was a big giant in pushing us towards this integrated America, this beautiful America that so many partake in today, that our people delivered. He said something that I think we are now starting to realize we are in as a people. He said, I am afraid that even as we integrate, we are walking into a place that does not understand the need to be deeply concerned with the plight of the poor and disenfranchised. And so he felt as if he was integrating his people into a burning house. And I think, I'm not him and I wasn't there, but I think this is a piece of what he was talking about. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of money to be made off the boogeyman existing in someone's mind. The nightlight business is a big business because kids are convinced that the boogeyman is in the dark. And so since, I guess, the darkness is associated with my black child's skin, you have the right to call him a big bad dude and take his life. Salty. Salty. But you say, America, your people need to get over it. Slavery was so long ago, but how can the wound heal if you want to keep cutting it open? How? And then not only do you open up the wound to pour salt in it, you say, let me come from the back of my nasal cavity, like real deep from the pit of my stomach, and pull up a loogie and spit it in your face, because you will not find justice where you should. And the person who took your son's life, your child's life, they get paid leave, baby. It's amazing. And we try to converse or communicate this. I mean, our pretty non-threatening European blended Negroes like Beyonce, she puts it on a melodic beat and artistically expresses it, and you get in an uproar because you all of a sudden realize that Beyonce was black, I guess. But, you know, or our nice, beautiful face, Jesse Williams, eloquently orates this to you in a speech that should say, well, that young man said something real amazing right there. And we're not even gonna get on old pretty hair, cocoa skin, Kaepernick, who clearly you can tell is half of y'all too, by the last name. He kneels in silence, and he's unpatriotic. So then we go to the streets and we riot and we loot and we fight you. That's a fucking problem too. So we can't be artistic. We can't be silent. And God forbid we cannot riot. Wrong, 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 wrong. So what do you want? Permission slip. Here's another permission slip, white America. How can we appease you? How can we appease you? Just so you know, that shit was so rhetorical. Slightly animated. Because we're not asking for permission. The black woman has always been the asset to America. But the world went in uproar because Harriet Tubman was due to $20 bill spot. Why you mad, baby? We're the reason that that money circulating the way that it is anyway. So we don't need to be on a coin. We need to be on the paper. Mr. Ben Carson, the coon, one of the coons of the century. Salty, you understand? Salty. But I still love you, Ben, because I have to. Black women's liberation. How do we liberate ourselves? First thing that I want to say to you, my beautiful black woman, that I love you. And it's time for you to know your worth. Yes, I know we're perceived to be the lowest on the totem pole, and so many people want to try to speak at us or look down upon on us. But don't get it twisted. Know your value. Know your worth. Understand that you are a prized possession to this land. And for those of you who may be feeling some kind of way because I'm not addressing you, this is not about you, but it doesn't demote you either. Please know that you are just as precious, but I'm just not talking to you right now. That's all. I'm talking to the salty wombs of the Negro womb. That's who I'm talking to. Our work will never be done because we didn't create this, we were given it. And so we have to get to the point where we are extremely mindful of how our kids are being educated. Black women, you will have to go and get on these boards of the school education boards and all this other crap. We have to interfere on how they decide to teach our children if they are in the public school system. Because it's $1 billion business on what goes in those textbooks. But we already know it's going to be a fight because we're intruding on people's livelihoods. That's what caused the Civil War. Education is a resource that we have to pay attention to. Making sure that our children know that they are not the tail, but the head. It's our job. Because clearly they're telling us, we either gonna lock all y'all men up or we gonna shoot them dead. Salty, salty, do you understand? We don't have room to get tired. We never have, we never will. So we gotta get over it, black woman. I know you gotta work. I know you gotta get these kids prepared for school or bed and homework. I get it. But black woman, you don't have time to get tired. And you don't have time to listen to the foolery either of nobody trying to demote you less than a goddess. If you're trying to call me anything less than a goddess, if you're not trying to take me to my goddess level, exit stage left, please. And that includes the coons who do not understand their own value.
There are so many tumors and cancers in our community that America knows that we weren't the cause of. America knows it. But yet they want to continuously point the finger and say, it's our fault. I'm big on responsibility and accountability. But let's not act like history does not play a factor in everything. In everything. Because if I keep feeding my child cookies, donuts, and candy, I can't expect my child to then regurgitate to me celery, zucchini, and broccoli. It's not fucking possible. And so if I keep feeding that to all my kids and their teeth are rotting and they're getting diabetes and all this other stuff, if I keep feeding that to my children, whom I own, whom I have ownership over, and then I let them go free, but all I taught them was sugar, sugar, sugar. So when they start spreading that same sugar, sugar, sugar to their own children because that's all they were taught, then I'm going to tell you it's your fault though, because I have limited your resources and I have mentally jacked you up on your identity and your esteem. And I'm going to take from you all the great role models that could potentially one day inspire you. I'm going to make them like, you're going to have to hunt and dig for those. You're going to have to really jump a lot of hurdles and backstroke across the Atlantic to find those things that connect you to your bright future. I am going to always show you that you're less than me. I'm always going to make sure that I label you as a minority because mentally it puts you in an inferiority type of position. So black woman, I love you, baby. But we got work to do. And we don't have room to get tired. I know we should have the permission to be cranky, and it would be nice to have a Pollyanna mindset and perspective about this beautiful shaded America, but in reality, we know we can't. And there's no point of asking why not, because once again, I was given this world, I didn't make it, as Tupac says. So this moment, I hope that the black woman finds a spot in her belly to pull strength from. To once you have a moment to woosah, cry, scream, yell, you realize that you still got to put your shoes on. Tighten your bra up, hold your head up, and get back to work. We will never have the luxury of being able to just rest. If you are a conscious woman and understand the plight of the poor and the disenfranchised of this country, who unfortunately happens to be our people. In America, I don't think anyone will ever understand the cries of the Negro mother. But what our history has shown us repeatedly is that we have within us what we need to recover. We just gotta get it together and get all this work done, y'all. I love you. I'm out of here.